bright future. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Misled by the Western media's propaganda and the lies of the American press, perhaps some simple-minded persons may ask, how do you say that the future of the Islamic Republic is bright and hope-inspiring, while the various social, cultural, and economic indexes that we come across in the international news network do not show good results for Iran? In today's episode of Bright Future, we will discuss this issue. Stay tuned. Having hope in a bright future neither means the ignoring of facts and realities or the indifference towards deficiencies and shortcomings. For sure, there are deficiencies in different fields, but the course that has been covered over the past 40-odd years is indeed standing and clearly indicative of the capacity and capability of the Islamic Republic of Iran as it marches towards the pinnacles of progress in the face of the illegal sanctions and economic terrorism of the U.S. Among the features of the popular Islamic system of government are its high capacities and efficiency. The Islamic Republic has proved that the path of progress can be traversed on the basis of the time-tested Islamic Iranian values that the enemies cannot undermine despite their frantic efforts to distort facts and realities by presenting a negative picture. A brief look at the developments of the country during the post-revolution era clearly shows that Iran has steadily moved toward and has made dazzling scientific progresses. These progresses include medicine, stem cells, cloning, nanotechnology, nuclear sciences, aerospace, defense capabilities, heavy industries, agriculture, and so on. The measures taken and the course covered appear more important once we note that ever since the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the enemies of the Islamic system and the Iranian nation have left no stone unturned to throw hurdles in Iran's move forward. They have resorted to myriads of conspiracies, especially in economic fields, coupled with their poisonous propaganda tirade. Nonetheless, the Islamic Republic of Iran has turned into a role model of progress for many Muslim and independent countries, to the chagrin of the enemies and ill-wishers of the Iranian people. Today, Iran is very different from what it was 40 years ago. In those days, because of the sanctions of the West and the refusal to deliver to Iran the equipment for which payment had already been made, the Air Force personnel were concerned about how many more weeks the aircraft would be usable. Today, however, despite the ever-increasing illegal American sanctions of the past four decades, Iranian technicians and experts have developed such an advanced system of defense. The Islamic Republic intercepts and captures or shoots down the most sophisticated aircraft of the enemy. Those were the days when the U.S., through its agent Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad, had imposed the eight-year war on the Islamic Republic. Iran was forced to turn to Libya for a few missiles. While today, the highly efficient ballistic missiles manufactured by Iranians at home can target with precision the bases of the enemy thousands of kilometers beyond Iran's borders. There was a time when, out of spite, the West had deliberately turned a blind eye to the geopolitical importance of Iran and the influence of the Islamic system on the Muslims of the region and beyond. But now the big powers of the world, including the terroristic regime in Washington, humbly admits that without Iran, the problems of the region and even beyond cannot be solved. By the way, how odd is the US hegemon today of the events in West Asia and the world compared with 40 years ago? The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says in this regard, "The enmity of the arrogant American system and or any other arrogant power with the Islamic system is due to the flag of justice that we have unfurled. It is because they see that, on the basis of Islam and its dynamic teachings, Iran has mastered science and technology and is moving towards the pinnacles of progress. They know that this blocks their infiltration. They are opposed to any country that masters science and technology and is striving towards the pinnacles of progress. They are opposed to any country that is all set towards competition with them in the field of science and development." The leader emphasizes that the enemies have done whatever they could, and if they have failed, it is due to their inability as well as the quality of Iran's development. What is obvious is that Islamic Iran will shine on the summit of the world with its wings of Islamism and republicanism.